皆さんこんにちは、ジャパニーズポッドです。
おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
おはよう、ベオグラード。
夏子です。
よしです。
Peter here, beginner lesson number 94. As always brought to you by Eric Claren, the translation and interpretation specialist. Alright, lots of big news before we get into today's lesson. 夏子さん、first on the agenda, what do we have?
We have summer discount.
Yes, and Yoshi-san, who is this summer discount for?
For all the students.
We are offering a 33% discount off any JapanesePod101.com subscription to all students. Now, anybody interested in this offer, come down to JapanesePod101.com and check out the homepage for details on this offer. This is the perfect chance to consolidate everything we've been covering over the past half year. You have all the time in the world. Now, Natsuko-san, what does everybody want to study? We know what they want to study. What is it, Natsuko-san?
日本語.
That's right.Here is your chance. No more excuses. Now is the time. Come down to JapanesePod101.com. Also, today we're unveiling another new feature, audio content questions. Now, for those of you that have tried the Learning Center, up to now, the content questions were simple multiple choice questions. You read the question and choose one of the multiple choice answers. But what we've done now is we've gone audio. You go to the content page, you hit the play button,You listen to the question, the content question that's directly related to the daily lesson. Listen to the question, then choose one of the multiple choice answers. Now, this is geared to improving your listening comprehension and getting you ready for the JLPT. This is another amazing feature. This is one that really allows you to test yourself and test what you picked up in the lesson of the day. Finally, oh boy, lots of news.Natsuko-san,
wow.
Look at all this news.
It's like a news show.
It's pretty close. All right, we have one more thing we want to unveil today. This is the grammar bank. We know that many people out there want more grammar. So what we've done is started a grammar bank. We'll be releasing a few each day, usually geared towards the lesson. Today's lesson, Yoshi-san, what are we covering in today's lesson?
Te kara.
The te form of a verb plus...
から.
Now, a detailed grammar explanation will be released along with this. So now, you get the lesson. You get the audio content questions. You get the vocab questions. You get grammar questions, all geared towards the JLPT plus flashcards. Just adding and adding up. Now we have the grammar bank to bring everything together. Full circle here. So we invite everybody to come down and see what's going on. Lots of new things added.Plus the 33% discount for all students. All right, I've been talking way too long, right, Natsuko-san? Come on, be honest.
Well, there was such a great news.
Right? It's almost like a news lesson.
Yes.
All right, without further ado, let's get into today's lesson. Here we go.
皆さん、今日は一緒に紙飛行機作りをやりましょう。
Yeah!
最初に、紙を取ってください。まずは紙を半分に折ってください。そしてその紙をさらに半分に折ってください。それからこの部分を三角形に折ってから、その後ここを折って、はい、完成です。
できた!
もう一度お願いします。ゆっくりお願いします。皆さん、今日は一緒に紙飛行機作りをやりましょう。
いや
ー。最初に紙を取ってください。まずは紙を半分に折ってください。そしてその紙をさらに半分に折ってください。それからこの部分を三角形に折ってから、その後ここを折って、はい、完成です。
できた。
次はピーターさんの英語が入ります。皆さん、今日は一緒に紙飛行機作りをやりましょう。
Everybody, today, let's make paper airplanes together.
Yeah!
最初に紙を取ってください。
First, please take the paper.
まずは紙を半分に折ってください。
First, please fold the paper in half.
そしてその紙をさらに半分に折ってください。
Then, please fold it in half again.
それからこの部分を三角形に折ってから。
From there, after you fold this part into a triangle shape,
その後ここを折って、はい、完成です。
After that, fold here. It's finished.
できた。
I did it. I could do it.Lots of instructions. Yoshi-san, let's ask Take-san what he thought of this.
Take-san, この会話はどうですか？
紙飛行機はもう随分作ってないですよね。そういえば。今、作れる？Yoshi。
多分作れます。
作れるか。飛ぶかどうかは分かんないよね。
はい。
うん、
懐かしいですか？
うん、子供の頃は結構やりましたからね。今飛ばしてもなんか車にひかれちゃいそうで。
Very nostalgic, yes. So, did you like the conversation?
うん、子供に教えてるみたいですごくなんか可愛くてよかったです。
Is he a good child?
Yes.
Okay, on to the vocabulary. Here we go. Takase-san, welcome to the show.
I'm feeling sick now.
Okay, first word. That'll make you feel better. First word.
紙飛行機.
Paper airplane. Break it down.
紙飛行機. 紙飛行機.
Let's ask Yoshi-san for an example sentence.
Yoshi-san, 例文をお願いします.
紙飛行機を折る.
To fold a paper airplane. To make a paper airplane. Yoshi-san, let's have Takase-san give us an example sentence.
高瀬さん、例文をお願いします。
紙飛行機を飛ばす。
To make a paper airplane fly. Now, do we have any other things we make out of paper? 高瀬さん？
紙風船。
Paper balloon?
うん。
Using origami, you can actually make a paper balloon. But I think in most cases you buy it, right?
Yes.
And then you blow air into it, and it's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
What do we have next?Yoshi-san?
紙コップ
Paper cup. Anything else, Takase-san?
紙皿
Paper plate. Alright, next word.
次のキーワードは三角
Triangle.
さんかく三角
Let's have Takase-san give us an example.
Takase-san, 例をお願いします。
三角関係
A three-person relationship?Takase-san, what do you have on your mind?
I'm not in 三角関係. How about you, Yoshi?
I think we should give the next example before we give this. How about Yoshi-san? Please answer the question.
No.
We're going to stay on these shapes for a minute. Next we have?
四角
Square.
四角四角
Takase-san, let's ask Yoshi-san for an example.
よしさん、例文をお願いします。
四角形
Square shape. How about a triangular shape?
三角形
Alright. What do we have next?
半分
Half.
はんぶん半分
Now, we had this one before, but today what we want to do is show you how to make some verbs out of this. 高瀬さん、お願いします。
半分にする
To make in half. Also we have?
半分に切る
Cut in half. Next we have?
半分に減る
Decrease by half. So today we want to show how we can make this into a verb and how it's used with other verbs. Alright, next vocabulary word.
折る
To fold and to break. In the dialogue we had?
紙を折る
To fold paper. but you can think of it as breaking the paper. If it helps you remember the other meaning it has, which is, Yoshi-san?
骨を折る.
To break a bone. To fold with paper. To break with bones. Next.
次のキーワードは完成.
Finish.
完成.完成。高瀬さん、例文をお願いします。
やっと論文が完成しました。
I finally finished my thesis.
今日のグラマーポイントは、そして、
and, then,
それから、
after that, and then,
その後、
after that,
さらに、
in addition, furthermore.Today's grammar point introduces conjunctions and phrases to improve your fluency when speaking. Now, what we're going to do is take a look at each one individually. Can you give us the first one more time?
そして
and then. Now, this is a conjunction used after a sentence to lead into another one. Yoshi-san, what did we have in the dialogue?
まずは紙を半分に折ってください。
First, please fold the paper in half.
そして
and then?
その紙をさらに半分に折ってください。
Please fold it in half again. Without this conjunction, it would sound a bit stiff. This helps it flow, helps it lead into the second sentence, and makes what the speaker's saying sound much more fluid. Okay, next we have.
それから。
After that. And then. This is also a conjunction. In the dialogue, what did we have?
それから、この部分を三角形に折ってから。
From there,After you fold this part into a triangle shape, then fold here. Now, what's interesting about this conjunction is it can also be used by the listener. If Yoshi's in the middle of a great story, and I want to get more, I can say, Takase-san?
それから?
All right, let's give a little example here. Let's ask Takase-san what she did last weekend. Yoshi-san?
Takase-san, 先週末何をしましたか?
先週末はデートしました。
You went on a date?
はい。
何をしましたか?
映画に行って。
それから?
その後は秘密です。
Yoshi's breaking the studio. Alright, alright. Let's run that back one more time.
高瀬さん、先週末は何をしましたか?
Miss Takase, what did you do last weekend?
先週末はデートしました。
Last weekend, I went on a date.
何をしましたか?
What did you do?
映画に行って。
We went to a movie, and...
それから?
After that?
その後は秘密です。
After that is a secret. Okay, now let's move into the secret portion of our podcast. Takase-san, please tell us about your secret.
No.
Okay. Okay, so you can see how it's used here also to get more information out of the speaker. Very useful phrase. Next we had.
その後.
After that. Now this phrase is also used to explain order. Next we have.
さらに.
In addition. Furthermore. Now let's move on to the last point. Something we're going to introduce now and the main focus of our grammar point. This is.
手 form から.
Just attach
から
to the te form, and you have it. Yoshi-san, how did this appear in the dialogue?
三角形に折ってから
You can see, to the te form, we attach から, and this makes it from the action, after the action. From folding the paper into a triangle, after folding the paper into a triangle. Again, this is used with order of action.The construction is quite easy. Now, the tense of the final verb of the sentence determines the tense of the whole sentence. Please listen to the following examples. This should clear it up.
私たちは食べてから映画を見ます。
We will watch a movie after we eat. The final verb was
見ます。
And the tense was non-past. So, the whole sentence is non-past. We will watch a movieAfter we eat. Please listen to the next sentence.
私たちは食べてから映画を見ました。
We watched a movie after we ate. Takase-san, What's the tense of the verb in this sentence?
Past tense.
And give us the verb one more time.
見ました.
And what was the verb attached to the から?
食べてから.
As the action happened in the past, this is also the past tense. So by these two examples, you can see the final verb, the tense of the final verb, determines the tense of the sentence. Now, one final example. Yoshi-san, give us one more.
私たちは食べてから映画を見ましょう。
The volitional form here? Let's watch a movie after we eat. All right. Now, we're asking everybody to come down and check out today's informal track. This is pretty realistic, huh? Yoshi-san?
はい。
Takase-san?
そうですね。
Yeah, you don't want to miss this informal track. So come down to JapanesePod101.com. Grab the informal track, leave us a post, plus inside the PDF, so much more. So, that's going to do for today.
また明日。
またね。